You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. The kingdom of God is a place where all barriers, including economic ones, are disregarded and overcome. Learn more about this truth in week 3 of our series, Gospel Demonstrated.
All right, good afternoon, 5 p.m. service. Guys, greet the person sitting next to you with a high five or a handshake. Now, today we're down to the third installment of our current series called Gospel Demonstrated. And the goal of this series is basically for us to know how we can live out the gospel. As Christians, we have been called to be the salt and the light of the world. We have been called to preach the gospel to people, whether that be your classmates, your workmates, your neighbors, your family members, all people from walks of life. We have been called by God to preach the gospel to people. But not just that, not just in speaking the gospel, we are also called to live out the gospel. That is to say, the gospel should be evident in our lives. We can expect to be fruitful or effective in preaching the gospel if people can't see the gospel being demonstrated in our lives. Now, the first week, we talked about the testing of our faith. It talks about how we ought to respond when trials and challenges happen to us. Because as believers, it's not a question of whether something bad or something challenging is going to happen. The question is how we respond to them. How we respond to them differently compared to someone who hasn't received the gospel, it will speak volumes. Compared to brought up preach the gospel, but react in the same way naman as other people, as if what the gospel is alive nato. So in that week, we've learned how we ought to respond when the testing of faith comes. And we are to consider it pure joy. How many of you guys remember that installment? I would encourage you all the more to go through or to endure and persevere when bad things or challenging things happen to us. In the second week, we talked about true religion. We talked about practical faith. Over the course of the past couple of weeks, for this series, we've been going through the book of James. And we're going to go through that for the next couple of installments as well. And the book of James is very interesting because it challenges the reader to pretty much put to action their faith. Now, if we claim to believe na followers ni Jesus, now, if we claim to be this new creation, forgiven na, we are this new being in Christ, we should live it out. It has to be seen. It has to be backed up by our deeds. And in that week, we talked about what true religion means, what true worship and devotion means. It has to be practical. Now, in the third week naman, for this installment, we're going to talk about no partiality in the kingdom. And we're going to talk about what does that word mean, kasi partiality pasabot, and why shouldn't we do partiality as believers, as Christians. So if your Bibles with you, kindly turn them to James chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. It says there, my brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in a shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or you sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppressed you and the ones who dragged you into the court? And they not the ones who blasphemed the honorable name by which you were called? So as we read through those verses, we're going to learn primarily what does it mean when you say partiality. How do we know if we're showing partiality or not? And how can we do to avoid it? Now in James chapter 2, verse 1, it opens up with this statement. My brothers, this James talking to his fellow believers. So the context of this is to fellow believers. Show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Let's try to define first, what does partiality mean? Why is it such a big thing for James? Partiality comes from the Greek word prosopolemsia, which means respecting persons or people, especially the outward circumstances of man, not their inward character. In other words, when we say partiality, if you're doing partiality or you're showing partiality to someone, it means you are respecting or treating certain people differently based on their outward appearance, based on something outward, superficial, or temporary. Gina-treat mo siya differently. It's kind of like when you meet someone for the first time, first impression, medyo lahi mong pag-treat niya compared to kailan nyo din mo siya. And James says, we are not to show partiality to people. We're not to, quote unquote, to judge people. We're not to treat people based on their outward appearance. And why is this such a big deal? This isn't the only verse that has the word partiality that comes up in the Bible. Romans 2 verse 11 also has that word said. And it says here, for God shows no partiality. To simply put, for us to understand, ganun man dito mag-show partiality, the Bible simply says, it's because God shows no partiality. God is not partial. The reason why we shouldn't show partiality to people, look no further than this reason. God shows no partiality. Partiality is dangerous, or it's really bad for believers, because partiality goes against the character of God. It goes against His character. It goes against who God is. Take a look at James chapter 2, verse 5. Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor? He has shown favor to those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which He has promised to those who love Him. I'm going to expound more on what this means. Ano man si God, dili siya nag-show partiality. How can we know more about that? And later, we're going to talk about how do we end up showing partiality so that we be aware of it. There are many stories in the Bible of God showing no partiality to people, that He treats people without partiality. One example is in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. The context here is that God has appointed the prophet Samuel to go search for a new king in Israel because he has rejected Saul, because Saul has disobeyed him as a king. So He had told Samuel, go to this family, the household of Jesse, and find the next suitable king. And see, Samuel, being a prophet, nakita siya new king. Of course, his criteria is basically what we would have as a criteria. If we're gonna find the next possible king, unsay mga murag ma-think ninyo nga possible criteria sa person? Gwapo, takuglawas, macho, unsa ba? Rich, wise, tanang mga characteristics. See, Samuel, he had a certain criteria. And the first person he looked at, siguro pwede nga person, was the first son of Jesse. Because in their culture, in their time, the older you are, the more important you are in the family. If you were the eldest in their time, their culture, nasa imo tanan ang prime inheritance. Ikaw ang VIP ginatreat sa mamag sa papa. And the younger you were, the less of importance, value, and influence you would have. So magka-younger ka, magka-less ang value nimo. Now, can Samuel, he was gonna first choose the eldest. But God said to Samuel in verse 7 of chapter 16, the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. God tells Samuel specifically, don't judge a person by his outward appearance. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. I have rejected this man. So outward, magtsada siya, but I have rejected him. And throughout the sons of Jesse, Samuel would ask God, Lord, what if kani, ang second son? No, because God gave one. And third, fourth, fifth, and so forth. Until it felt like Jesse ran out of sons na. And Samuel said, wala ka lang son. At that moment, Jesse said, ay, napayos sa kabuok, ang pinakamanghuran. Nasa gawas, nagbantay sa sheep. Because at this time, the youngest sa sons ni Jesse was watching over the sheep. Shepherd boy siya. And this young man was David, who would become the future King David. But back then, he was just this young man, this teenager, this guy nga nagbantay og sheep, shepherd boy. And yet, God chose him to be the next king. And why is that? Because his nickname, as God would tell, is that he is a man after God's own heart. God saw his quality, his character. Yes, he is young. Yes, he is the youngest. But God was telling Samuel, don't look at the outward appearance. Look at his character. Look at what's on the inside. And that's why, see, Samuel, he anointed David with God's choosing that this guy is going to be the next king. Can you imagine that? The youngest, the seemingly most insignificant person in the family was chosen to be the next king. It goes to show that God shows no partiality. Another example probably is the best thing we can grasp when it comes to God not showing partiality is through the life and ministry of Jesus. Think about this. Jesus, when He did this ministry, He would minister to different groups of people of different classes. The poor, the rich, those who are sick, the outcasts, the tax collectors. Many times, the religious people tell His disciples or tell Jesus, why are you having dinner? Why are you associating yourself with the outcast, with the tax collectors? If you remember, in their time, their culture, if you were a Jew, if you were an Israelite, you wouldn't want anything to do with tax collectors. Because for them, ang tax collectors, parang mga traidor na sila sa nation nila. They were one of the most hated people for the Jews. They didn't like tax collectors. The sinners, the thieves, the prostitutes, the outcasts, the lepers, katong na yung mga sakit nga contagious. People didn't want to be associated with them. But Jesus still ministered to them. Jesus still healed them. He would spend time with them, that guy nga tax collector. He would spend time with them, minister to them, teach to them about the gospel. Jesus was not like, ay, dili ko nimo kay tax collector, anira ko sa kaninga people group. But Jesus ministered to them. He was not partial. In fact, his main disciples, his apostles, when he called Peter and Andrew and there's of his apostles, if you look at his apostles, they're not like the first group of people na ma-think nimo nga akani Jesus pang apostle quality ni siya. Just look at Jesus. If you were Jesus and you wanted to radically change the world, kinsa nga people ang pilion nimo to be quote-unquote like your starting five? This person is gonna change the face of Israel. It's gonna change many nations. Who would you choose? Probably, you know, some wealthy person or the wisest person in the world. A king, siguro, a general, a mighty warrior. But the first few people that Jesus chose to be his apostles were fishermen. These were uneducated or simple folk. Nothing against fishermen. But this is what the kind of people that Jesus chose. The seemingly ordinary people of this world. He could have chosen kings, mga philosophers, military people, but he chose fishermen. He also chose tax collectors. It goes to show that Jesus was not partial. But he chose these seemingly ordinary people to change the world, to preach the gospel. He called Peter, come, you're gonna fish for people. No longer will you fish for fish lang. Amazing ang ginbuhat ni Jesus. Luke 4:18, we even got this verse that talks about Jesus' ministry. It says here, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me and I've been called to preach the good news, including the poor, including the oppressed, the helpless, that people seem to find insignificant. I've been called to preach to them. And perhaps the best example that Jesus did to show us that he is of no partiality is what he did for us on the cross. If you think about it, if you're here today, you're a believer of Christ, you're a recipient of the gospel, you're thankful for what he did on the cross, aren't you glad that Jesus was not partial when he died on the cross? That when he died on the cross, it was not like, me dying on the cross, this is just for this group of people. Sorry, ang forgiveness is just para lang katong mga naka-read ng Bible at nahuman na nilag-read ng Bible. Para lang sa mga walay absent sa church, mga forgive ang sins. Aren't you glad that Jesus, when he died on the cross, there was no partiality to it? That we get to be recipients of it, even though in yung life na to, even though we were this in our past, Jesus died on the cross for all our sins. He did not show any partiality. And it goes to show us that that's why partiality is something that should not be present in our lives as believers because it goes against the character of God. Let us sit with me for a while. It goes against the character of God. It goes against who God is and what he has demonstrated and shown to us. Now in James chapter 2, verse 2 to 4, it says there, for if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into assembly and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in. In this next part, James gives us parang a case study. He first tells his readers or the people's addressing, his fellow believers, show no partiality. And he gives them an example. Suppose that there's this man wearing fine clothing, a gold ring, nabucha sa assembly, nabucha sa church. And then there's also this poor man in shabby clothing. Daot-daot ang sanina niya. And he also comes in. In verse 3 says, and you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place. Ah, sir, dari ka sa tiyada nga lugar. Dari ka may aircon. But you say to the other person, the poor man, you stand over there or sit down at my feet. Ay, dara ka sa may tabi-tabi. Verse 4, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? In this simple example or this case study, James gives or shows us how we show partiality to people. For us to be aware that we will not do it, He tells us, how is it nga nag-show tag partiality to people? He tells us in three levels. Firstly, in what we see. He says there na, when these two kinds of people walk in, the rich and the poor nga person, when these two people walk into your assembly, di ba parang immediately it makes us, or it can make someone, treat them differently. And oftentimes, based on what we see, on the outward appearance of people, we treat them differently. Kung tsada maninina, medyo lahit ang mag-treat nila. Kung okay lang, normal lang, or di kitsada maninina, lahit po ang pag-treat nila. We tend to judge people, we tend to treat people differently based on what we see, on the outward appearance, on their looks, on their clothes, based on what we see, as what, give an example in James, not just that, but on what we think as well. Because of what we see, it makes us have certain judgments over people. Ay, kani siya, nakasanina siya, nakasupreme siya, hype beast ni siya. Kani, nag-online shopping, gastador ni siya lagi. Kani siya, kaniyang sanina. Oh wow, naka-reban siya karon. Ah, kani, vain ni siya, vain. Ayang kilay, tarong kayang kilay, vain po ni siya. Based on what we see, we have certain judgment of people, sometimes automatically. And we're unaware of that sometimes, but we need to be aware a lot of times. Based on what we see, what we think, we end up being partial to people. We're going to learn more on how we end up showing partiality to people. What we see, what we think. Na-experience mo nga, people treated you differently because they had a wrong assumption about you. I believe all of us have had that first impressions or something. If we're at the receiving end, we don't like it. But how dare we nga kitapod, we do it to other people. And last thing that James shows us is in what we say. In verse 3, we have this example that a person, when he receives a man with fine clothing or a golden ring in verse 3, the person would say, ah, you sit here at a fine place. But for the other person, you sit here at the foot or you sit here down at my feet. To say that in their culture is like to insult someone. You're a person of low stature. How often have we treated people that way? We're unaware of the words we speak to others. When you treat a certain person that we favor, grabe kita maka-comment. Grabe kita maka-praise. Pero kung katong person nga, di kaysa tiyada, we don't comment, we don't speak something nice sa ila. Light naman ang speech nato. Let me expound on how do we show partiality to different kinds of people. Because partiality is not limited to quote-unquote versus rich or poor people. This sermon is not something against rich people or against poor people. It's for us to understand that when we treat people of different backgrounds, we are to show no partiality to them. How do we show partiality to people for us to be aware of these things? For example, racism. There's this story of this guy. You guys know this person? Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi is one of those influential, iconic people in the 20th century. He was nominated several times as well, I think, for the Nobel Peace Prize, though he didn't win. This guy led a movement on human rights and independence, a peaceful movement in his nation. And he's very influential as a person. Now, interestingly, yes, he's Indian and he's not a Christian, he's not a believer, but at one point in his life, he actually considered becoming a follower of Jesus. He read the Gospels, he read the Bible, or parts of it, and he said, "Nah, we challenge Jesus." He liked the message of Jesus. So one day, this guy decides to go to the church. But when he got there, he was not allowed to go and enter the church. He was told to go and worship with his people. He kicked out as a church because he wasn't Caucasian, he was an Indian or something. So he was kicked out. And because of that experience, he decided to never return to the church. In fact, I think he commented na, I like your Jesus, or I like your Christ, but I don't like your Christians. Now it's a sad story that it may this wake us up as people of Christ, as believers. If we claim to follow Jesus who showed radical compassion to different groups of people, the poor, the oppressed, the different races of people, it should be evident in our lives as well. It's a sad thing that this guy who became one of those influential people in his time, sayang, so close, he could have been a believer of Jesus, but because he was treated differently, there was partiality, there was racism treated sa iya, ha? He didn't become a believer of Jesus. This is one example. May we not treat people of different races differently. Akong kaninga race, kita pabor kita sa ilaha. Pero kung kaninga race, we talk back, we ridicule them or something. Another thing is classism. When you treat people of different classes differently. Ah, kani siya, gikan siya during a background. Kani yung educational level. Ah, kani, bright na siya, mayon na siya tao. Kani siya, taga-dreer siya ni graduate ra. Local ra yung school and all that. Adi kaya siya mayo. Classism means that you treat certain people differently based on their status, based on their financial background, their family background, your class background or whatever, or their educational background. You treat certain people differently. Thirdly, ethnic or regional stereotyping. What does it mean? For example, if you're here today, you're a Bisaya nga person. So let's say you feel like, mga Bisaya, mga langas na sila. Stereotyping, you have a certain stereotype against a certain ethnic group or certain regional group. Bisaya, mga Ilonggo, kaninga region, from kaninga province, inani na sila nga batasan and all that. If you say those words, if you treat people that way, if you find yourself speaking that way, you are guilty of showing partiality to people. God has called us to show no partiality despite the difference of our language, our dialect, our ethnic backgrounds. At the end of the day, we're all Filipinos. We're to show no partiality. Next, religious partiality. This is different levels. What do I mean by religious partiality? I have a quick video here I want to show when it comes to religious partiality. This is just one example, but can we take a moment to watch this video?
The old saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover. And it's true. Don't look at that person who ends up next to you and say, that person is way too different from me. I could not invite him to my church. I can't have my friends see me bringing this guy in. We need to see others as Christ sees them, with a holy compassion for the lost. You know what? We all need God, no matter what the person looks like, or how different they are from you. As Christians, we are responsible to reach out to those around us. Their eternity depends on it. We need to stop worrying about the opinions of others. We need to open our eyes. New opportunities are put in front of us every single day to come out of our comfort zone, open our mouths, and speak these simple words.
Hey man, if you're not doing anything this weekend, check this out. We're doing something cool at our church.
I shared that video just to show us sometimes when it comes to being in church, you don't invite someone to church. How many of you find yourself like that? But at one point, di ko ma-invite anak niya kaya di na siya makatong church. Kanina na ako invite kaya sure joke ko, kanina butan bitaw niya siya. Just nun og nawong. A lot of times, we tend to judge people based on if we wanna invite them to church, we wanna invite them to our victory groups, we wanna disciple this person, you're thinking, di ko anak niya kaya gisot niya siya. Maldito man niya siya. Kanina siya kaya sayo na rin, butan niya siya, yung mama, butan daw siya, okay niya siya, ako na-invite sa church. That's religious partiality. And may we not be like that when it comes to being church people. Far from it that kita pa yung mag-discriminate sa others from entering the church, from getting to know Jesus. But all the more, regardless of a person's background, may we bridge the gap and be the first person to invite that person to get to know Jesus. What else is religious partiality? Like listening only to a certain person in church. A certain preacher lang ka maminaw. Kanila ko nga podcast maminaw. Kanila ko nga preacher maminaw kay eloquent kayo yung English niya. Or kanila ko nga preacher kay kalatawan kayo siya mag-preach. 5 minutes ko non-stop magkatawan niya mag-preach. O grabe kayo siya mag-preach. That's religious partiality. And maybe not be like that when you treat people differently. Another thing, physical appearance. When you treat people based on their physical appearance, kung mga friends nimo mag-ask nimo, pwede favor, pwede patabang, di ko, busy ko. Samo kay ka, busy kay ko karon. Pero kung ang crush nimo, mga itabang nimo, kasi kailangan nimo. What time? Available ko anytime to help you. Pero kung ordinary person, kung di makaganahan, ay, sorry, busy, you know, I have paperwork to do. Pero kung si crush, buhaton tanan, free up, wala lang kay buhaton schedule na ako. That's partiality towards physical appearance. When you treat people differently based on their looks. Next one, age. When you treat someone differently based on whether that someone is older or younger than you. If someone younger than you tries to tell you something, tries to correct you, tries to speak something into your life, and you're thinking, ay, ano siya, gusto yan na ako? Mas bata pa man siya na ako. Hello, before you were born, I was already living. Nanaw ko'y gibuhat sa world. How dare you nakaingno na ako how to live my life? Katong 1-year-old pa ka, ni-graduate na ako, how dare you? Eh, grabe, no? Pero the point is there. Regardless of whether someone is younger than us or older than us, ano ka mayon na ako? Obsolete naman ginahuna-huna nimo. 21st century na karon, 2018 na karon, imong ginastorya na ako pang 1960s pa to and all that. When we treat people differently based on their age, when we only listen to a certain age group, We're showing partiality to them. Another thing, occupation partiality. In the workplace, there's this TV show, I don't know if you've seen it, it's called Undercover Boss. And what this show is all about is that certain CEOs or bosses of certain companies, they would work undercover in their company. For example, there was this one episode nga boss siya og certain fast food chain and nag-work siya as a new employee in his fast food chain. Nag-disguise siya, nagpabungot siya, and all that. And he was working as a new waiter or someone nga new ra sa fast food for him to know what his staff was like, what his workers were like, how they work, their work ethics, how they treated their customers, how they treated their fellow co-workers. So nag-undercover boss siya. And of course, because they didn't know that siya ang boss, they had no idea, boss din nila to siya, they treated him as if new employee lang siya. They would order him around, I bought a need. In some episodes, they would be disrespectful to the new guy, not knowing na katong new employee, boss din nila. Like boss of the boss pa, like CEO level or something like that. And at the end of the show, the boss would reveal himself. And they would be shocked, patay, ako tong giyaw-yawan, ako tong gibinuangan. They would be shocked. And I'm saying this example because in the workplace, if we treat our bosses with all respect and courtesy, may we treat the same with our fellow co-workers. May we do the same, even the new employees. If grabe tayo makarespeto sa boss nato, may we do the same with our fellow co-workers. May we treat them with all the respect. Because it's not about the position lang. It's about treating each and every person with respect. If you're not working, if you're a student, if you treat your teachers with respect, treat your fellow classmates with respect. Occupation. Or sometimes, we treat certain occupations with more respect. If na kayo na-meet nga lawyer, doctor, or banker, or something, grabe, doctor siya, di ba? Grabe ang hanga ni mo. Pero kung kanina ang job niya, example, mingon siya ni mo, ako tong tig-GM gikan sa Globe, ako tong nag-text, Ana. Ako tong nag-text, og 8888, kung magpa-unlay ka, abo ng trabaho na ako. Di ba? Mingon ka, ha, mo, trabaho ni mo. Ay, okay. But sometimes, we look down on those people nga, feel na to, more ni trabaho nila. Katayin mo, if na-saipan mong, example, if people thought na you were a doctor, if people thought na you're a lawyer, a businessman, di ba parang it feels good? Ay, abin niya, doctor ko. Bright siguro ko lang taon. Abin niya, lawyer ko. Baka sa mic, ikaw mo speak. But we feel good. But if someone, ma-saipan ta, they think na kanirang trabaho na to, there's other simple odd jobs, we feel bad. We feel like someone insulted us. And that is occupational partiality. May we not treat only certain jobs with respect, but may we treat all jobs, all legitimate good jobs, with respect. Whether that person is a lawyer, a carpenter, a janitor, a businessman, a doctor, a sales lady, may we treat all those people with respect, church. Whether it be that someone nga ka nang nag-work sa Jollibee, sa McDo, or a man in uniform, like policeman or something, may we treat people of different jobs and occupations with respect. No partiality. This is a simple list. The list goes on. The point is, may we not show partiality to different groups of people. To all people of different groups, rather. Whether that be in differences in race, in class, in ethnic and regional differences, our language, religious backgrounds, physical appearance, our age, our occupation. May we not show partiality to them. May this all the more wake us up and to think na, hey man, muna din ginabot na ako. I'm showing partiality pala to people. May this wake us up to not show partiality. Moving on, just a couple more things. James chapter 2, verse 6 to 7 says here, but you have dishonored the poor man and the rich, the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into the court. And are they not the ones who blaspheme the honor name by which you were called? I want to say this. Partiality dishonors people. James says na, if you're partial to the poor or to the rich, you dishonor both groups. To the ones we show partiality, to the ones we show no favor, we are dishonoring them. And when we dishonor people, we dishonor God. And even the people we claim to show favor, like katong guy nga gina-show favor kay well-dressed siya or nasa gold ring, all that, when we actually still do so, we're not actually showing genuine love. We're just showing certain favoritism. So we still dishonor that other group of people. Ang point lang ni James ato that partiality dishonors people. It disrespects people. It's being rude to someone. When you show favor only to a certain people group. Because in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, It says here, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. As believers, you remember the great exchange the series nato? Remember that part now, we got to talk about the Gentiles, that includes us being Gentiles. Originally, wala na sa part sa chosen people ni God. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, the barrier between Jews and Gentiles was no more. There is no Jew nor Gentile, no Greek nor Jew. But in Christ, we are one. We became recipients of God's grace because of what Jesus did for us. So if we are recipients of Jesus' non-partiality, it should only follow that we show no partiality to other people. To the people around us, to our workmates, to our friends, our classmates, the people that we meet here in church, the people that we want to invite to church. Perhaps God is calling you to invite a certain people, a certain person, to reach out a certain person, and you're thinking, Lord, di ko ganaan niya, Lord. Mag-weird kayo siya. Or lisod kayo niya siya. Buliyagon kayo niya siya. Or lisod kayo, far out kayo, lahi kayo make differences. Perhaps we're simply showing partiality to them, and we need to be over that partiality. I want to end with this point. The kingdom of God is a place where all barriers, including economic ones, are disregarded and overcome. In the kingdom of God, there is no division between peoples. Not even economic barriers. Ethnic barriers, language barriers, class barriers. In the kingdom of God, we are one people. If you're a believer of Christ, we are one people. And we should not show partiality to one another or to other groups of people.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.